Ready? Great. Can I speak? Evening, everybody, and thank you for staying so late after closing time to listen to us. I'm going to go through Meeting Squared, which is a meeting management solution. I'm going to run through a product demonstration. First of all, just in case you want to download the deck, I've tweeted it on Twitter earlier today, so you take my name down and you can find the deck there if you want to. It's there already as my most recent tweet. What we're going to go through today is a quick overview of the solution we're solving with Meeting Squared. We're going to take you through a quick demonstration of the product, and then Tim's going to talk about the IT. What Meeting Squared is a solution that's based uses a SharePoint add-in and an Outlook add-in to deliver a meeting management solution, and that's what we're going to focus on and the technology behind that. Introductions. I'm Alistair Eason. I'm CEO, and I know nothing about development. Boo. Tim is head of product development, and he knows everything about this technology, so he knows it all, so hooray! What we do at eShare is we improve meetings' efficiency and effectiveness with technology. I'm not going to dwell too long on what that means. Really quickly run through what problem we're solving. So before a meeting, it's all about making sure that people have the ability to add things to an agenda easily, whether they're using a smartphone, a tablet, they're in Outlook, wherever they are, they can build the agenda for the meeting. At the meeting, it's about having all the tools they need, making sure they have all the information they need, making sure they can annotate documents, they can share their annotations, and they can share their screens and that sort of thing. And then after the meeting, I think the best example I can give of this is my head of marketing a few years ago came to me and he said, I said, did you have a meeting with the sales guy about, doesn't matter what the issue is, say it's bananas. Did you meet with the sales guy about bananas? And he said, yeah, I met with him. And I said, what was agreed? And he said, I don't remember. And he said, I said, did you document that meeting? Was there an email? Was there some notes or anything? He said, no, I don't think so. So I said, two of my senior guys get in a room, spend an hour discussing stuff. Nothing comes out of it. Total waste of time. So it's that kind of solution, that kind of problem that we're solving here with Meeting Squared. Right, the technology bit, which you're more interested in, I'm going to give you an overview of what's involved. You won't be surprised to hear that all the documents, the agenda items, all the information is stored in SharePoint. But SharePoint doesn't really look like a meeting. It doesn't do everything we want it to do. It doesn't give me the interface I need. So on top of SharePoint, we build an Azure HTML5 interface, which controls SharePoint. So the user never really sees SharePoint, but we benefit from its structure. Then on top of that, you know, we know that that people live in Outlook. You guys probably live in Visual Studio, but as mortal beings like me, we live in Outlook. It's where we spend our lives. So if I'm in Outlook, I need to be able to contribute to that SharePoint site. So we built an Outlook add-in. When I'm at a meeting, when I'm on the train, when I'm walking around the kitchen, I want to add something to an agenda item, I've got my phone, I've got my tablet. So we built Windows apps for this. And then we also recognize that not everyone uses Windows hardware. So we bought iOS apps for phone and Android, for phone and tablet. And then just to complete the picture, we output to OneNote the results of the meeting, and we can output to PDF. So we're using a massive amount of the Microsoft stack, which is why I'm allowed to come here and present on an iPad and present using Prezi. I'm going to focus on this bit here, which is where the add-ins come in. We may just touch on the Windows app as well. And I'm just going to show you a quick demo of the product, which is a video. This is an Office 365 site. That's Meeting Squared installed on the site. I click it, and it takes me through to an Azure HTML5 interface. Bottom left are all the sites where Meeting Squared is installed and all the different meetings. I can choose the meetings. I can preview the meetings at the top left. And when I preview a meeting, I see the agenda. It looks like a meeting, feels like a meeting. Can't generate that interface in SharePoint. I can add a new meeting. And what you're going to see here is I'm going to add a meeting. I'm going to copy an agenda from a previous meeting. I'm going to drag and drop some documents in. And then I'm going to rearrange that meeting and make it look how I want. And all of that is being done in just, I think it takes about 2 minutes. And it's all being done using this HTML5 interface. So I'm creating a meeting here. That's creating an entry in a meeting list. It's really simple. It's just using lists in SharePoint. I now want to copy my agenda. So I go into the meeting. I copy my agenda from a previous meeting. All it's really doing there is replicating agenda items from that SharePoint list, duplicating them, but associating them with this meeting. I can then start to edit those agenda items, move them around, change them, add information to them. So that's me copied the agenda there. Agenda's in there really quick. From a user point of view, they love this. Now I'm going to drag and drop some documents in. So I drag that onto the meeting and take a few seconds for them to upload. They're now being uploaded through the Azure HTML5 interface. They're being dropped into a document library where all the documents reside within SharePoint. So they have to take a moment to whir up there. And when they're done, it will refresh the page, and you'll see down the bottom of my meeting now, I have all the documents. But I want to associate those documents with my agenda items, so I click an edit button there, and I drag my documents to the agenda items. Really simple, really easy to use. And all we're really doing there is adjusting metadata on the documents to say this document relates to this agenda item, this document relates to this agenda item. And then finally, in this interface, what I can do is I can start to rearrange this meeting how I want, drag and drop the agenda items around, move them up and down, which you'll see in a moment. So I can just move an agenda item to the bottom of the page. So that is the interface between Microsoft Azure and the HTML5 that's in there and the Office 365 site. Next, we're going to move on to Outlook. This is an even quicker little video of the Outlook add-in. Here's my mail. I can pick on a mail there. You see the agenda build icon in the ribbon at the bar using the latest Office extensibility features. This is an email with content. It's an email with attachments. I get in my task pane, I get a list of all the places Meeting Square's installed. I click through to all the different meeting groups. I then choose a meeting. And when I've chosen a meeting, you'll see a preview of the meeting. So you're looking at the same sort of interface using the same actual code base that you're using for Azure. It's actually using the same thing. I can create a new agenda item number 9 at the top with all the attachments, or I can go down to an existing agenda item, and I can attach those attachments from the email to that agenda item, and it will put them into SharePoint. Or I can just choose to attach the email content, the actual text of the email, and put that into SharePoint as an email file. I'm going to add all of the attachments to agenda item number 9 here. So it just takes a few moments for all that to upload into SharePoint. And now I have if I scroll down to the bottom of my agenda there, I can see my meeting, and I scroll down to agenda number 9, which is the one I added. You'll see all the documents at the bottom there that we've uploaded. I can now open that in Meeting Squared, make that full page, and it will load up the interface, and I can rearrange that or move those documents around or whatever I want to do that you saw earlier. So that's the second sort of app. Finally, I'm going to show you the Windows app. So this is Windows. There's a Windows app here. There's tablets app for every platform. This is the Windows tablet. You've got your meetings in the bottom left, in the top left. You've got a preview of the agenda. On the agenda is all those documents we uploaded. There's my document. I can now make that document full page, and I can start to use annotation tools to annotate it. I have private annotations, and I can have shared annotations, and they are also synced back to the SharePoint site online. And those annotations will have permissions set on them. So private annotations are my own for me only. Shared annotations can be used by others, and they can download them to their shared view of the meeting. If I just fast forward this a minute, we'll go and we'll have a look. And you can see the phone app for iPhone, this is. There's also a Windows phone app. Very similar interface. My different committees and boards at the bottom. My meetings at the top. This is my meeting agenda. There's a document. The annotation I made in Windows is now there on the iPhone. I can add an agenda item if I want to from my phone while I'm making a quick coffee, or I can just rearrange this whole meeting. You can build the meeting on any of these devices. So that gives you an overview of the product. I'm now going to hand over to Tim, who's going to take you through some of the difficulties we faced in building it and explain some of those aspects. Tim.
Cool. Thanks, Alistair. So again, thank you guys for hanging around to view what you've done. I will give you a couple of code samples in a minute. And hopefully sort of you like what we've done with SharePoint and Outlook. So to start off with, I'm going to talk about the SharePoint app. So that's really the base of our product. So we jump to that. There's a couple of reasons we chose SharePoint. Alistair didn't really touch on them, but I'll just quickly jump into them. One of the issues you have with meetings, especially at sort of a board level, is you don't want everyone to access that meeting information. If you've got a big client or you've got a particularly big meeting, you might be talking about really context-sensitive information. So what we do is we can use the out-of-the-box SharePoint permissions to make sure that only the relevant users have access to that information. So in this case, we've got a demo site, and I know only me and Alistair have access. straight out of SharePoint. If I add a new user to that site, they get access to that meeting information, and it allows us to make sure we manage that. One of the things that SharePoint also gives us is to store sensitive data. We mentioned that our UI is hosted in Azure. If we started storing meeting papers and potential agenda items in there, we've got an access issue. So although we wouldn't look at that information, there is a possibility that someone could look at it or notice something that we shouldn't be talking about. So that's why we chose to use a SharePoint app as sort of the main app within Meeting Squared. There's a couple of options when you're using SharePoint apps. There's two hosting options. There's the SharePoint hosted option, which is really, as it says, so all content is hosted, or all of your UI is hosted within SharePoint. When you do that, you are limited to JavaScript, HTML, and then the SharePoint JSON library to access the information. And you can also only log in or access that information as the user that you're logged in as. There's another option, which is called Azure hosted, a provider hosted. And that's where all of your content for your UI and actually the code for the site itself is hosted outside of SharePoint in a remote web. And in that case, this is where we use Azure. By doing that, you can use your own language. So you're not restricted to just using JavaScript. You can use ASP.NET, MVC, PHP, anything you want, anything that you can write code against, you can use in for provider-hosted apps. So in this case, we use Azure for the user interface, so we can design that however we want. We're not restricted by any SharePoint restrictions there. We can store non-sensitive data. So what that means is when you log in via the mobile apps that Alistair showed you, we don't need you to enter a URL. So what you have with some SharePoint apps or Office apps is you'll open up the app from the App Store, and it says, great, where do you want to go? You've got to put a URL in and access that. But what we can do, because we've got Azure, we can store that in any Azure storage that you want to use. We actually use an Azure SQL database and just store basic information. So it makes the user interface really slick. You log into the app, you put your username and password in, and you're straight into the sites that you've got access to already. We don't need to capture that information. And the final part on this slide is custom APIs. So Alistair gave you a brief overview of the Meetings Squared Windows app, and he actually showed you the iOS app. And what you'll see from that, it's not actually the same UI that you get in Azure. So these are native apps that we've developed. That actually, as well, some of them already existed. So we didn't want to have to reuse the code, remake these apps. We wanted to say, actually, we know how to create a meeting. We just want an endpoint that says create a meeting. So here, this is actually a screenshot from my Azure site. So you see where we've used Swagger to wrap up our APIs and document them. So just pick on one. So at the bottom here, you can see add meeting to a particular committee given the ID. So I can now, because I've used Azure, so I've hosted it in this external site, I can actually give these endpoints out. And we can make sure other people then can hook into our app and make use of the functionality. So there's one thing to consider when you're using provider-hosted app. How do you authenticate between Azure and SharePoint Online? How do I get at that information? Because they're not stored on the same environment. We need to get there. So what we use is OAuth with ACS. So ACS is the Azure Access Control Service. And if you want to submit your SharePoint app to the store, you have to use this. So you can't have an app in the SharePoint store if you don't use this method. It's really easy to do. You just go to the seller dashboard, you generate an ID and a secret, and then you plug it straight into your code, and it works sort of straight off. And also, one of the benefits of a provider-hosted app against a SharePoint-hosted app is you can run the app as the user that's logged in, so you can just use the same credentials, or you can actually run the app as itself. And that's a way, really, of elevating the privileges of that app to do something that that user might not necessarily be able to do. So it gives you sort of some extra functionality that you can include. An example of where you might use this, I think it's sort of available on the web, is you could generate an app for approving expenses, and you might set a flag in there, say, if an expense is less than $50, auto-approve it. But when that user's entering that, they don't actually have that ability to approve that expense request themselves, but you can run the app context for that request, and then that user can those expenses will be automatically approved. So let's have a look at a code sample. So here, I've jumped into Visual Studio. I've gone into create a new project. I've created an Office project, and I've created a SharePoint app. Selected a provider-hosted app. And what you get is really cool. So out of the box, you see some basic code, and the app will run. So in this case, if we just zoom in, so the following code will get the client context, and it'll grab the title of the app, of the site where I've installed the app, and it will just display it back to me. And what you'll notice is out of the box, you have the SharePoint context provider, and that's really cool. So all that authentication between SharePoint and Azure is handled for you. So Microsoft have shipped with Visual Studio, they ship this, these helper classes, so the SharePoint context helper class and the token helper class, and that will handle all the really complex authentication between Azure and SharePoint on your behalf. So as soon as you download or as soon as you use Visual Studio and set this up, you can sort of create apps instantly. One thing to bear in mind, I don't know if you guys are used to the SharePoint client-side object model. As you can see at the bottom, so you load a context and then you execute a query. Because you're actually working between Azure and SharePoint, every time you execute a query, that authentication happens. So there is a bit of back and forward there to bear in mind of. And actually, we had an interesting scenario recently where our app was going slow creating a meeting. And we worked out there was 49 execution queries going backwards and forwards, which is an excessive amount. So after we consulted Microsoft, talked to those guys about what we should do, and they gave us some advice is that you can actually batch up those requests and send them in one go. So we reduced our queries from 49 down to 7, and we saw a 500% increase in performance. So if it's something you're doing, you're working with a lot of data between SharePoint and your provider, just try and make sure you batch things up and keep bear in mind that there is actually that authentication process between the two. So let's jump out and then Outlook. So what does an Outlook app consist of? Outlook app is a lot simpler to host. There's not two options. You essentially have a manifest file and a website. So the manifest file is what describes what the app does, and it's where the app resides. So in this case, we've got a manifest file that says our app resides in the ribbon. And then we've got another website, as you can see on the right-hand side of the screen. That app is hosted in Azure. So exactly the same thing. It's just a web app in Azure that we've provisioned. And it allows us to sort of just, it's just an iframe on the page. So, but one of the cool things that Microsoft have released now is the ability for that site to talk to the email that you're working with. So in this scenario, what you can see, on the left-hand side, we have a subject called of the email, and we have an attachment. And within Meeting Squared, you can see that that is already pre-populated. So when I know I create a new agenda item, it's instantly going to connect to the subject of the email, and it's going to pick up the attachments. And that's really cool. So I haven't got to do anything. I'm logged in. It's just instantly a SharePoint app, an Outlook app talking to the email, just being there. Again, I'm going to show you some quick basic code. Oh, OK. So before I get to the code, you can use there's different ways to connect to that data. You can use Outlook REST APIs. So these are a bit outdated now. So we've got ones for email, events, tasks, and contacts. I don't know if any of you in the keynote this morning when they mentioned Microsoft Graph, and I actually picked up on the quote, so one endpoint to rule them all. So using the Microsoft Graph, you can connect to all the information relevant to you, not just the emails. You can get to your files. You can get to your events, tasks, or from one endpoint. You haven't got to worry about the other APIs. They also mentioned in the keynote that today Visual Studio shipped with the new templates for Outlook. So I actually, straight after that meeting, I ran over to the code store and grabbed this screenshot because we had to do it the hard way. So we had to use GitHub demos, go to Outlook or dev.outlook.com to get all the code examples. But now you can actually create Outlook add-ins really quickly. So again, this is just a really basic one. You can see from the right-hand side, you've got a manifest file, and you've got a web. Within that, all these files are auto-generated. So if you guys want to have a go, you can just jump straight into Visual Studio and use this. So we've got a JavaScript file, and we've got some HTML. And what you get, you have a load properties. So this is an example. You get the load properties method or function. And what you can see there at the top, office.context.mailbox.item. And that's as simple as it is for you to work from a web to that mail email you've got. And then from then on, all you need to do is you can just use IntelliSense and just have a look at what you've got. So if I wanted to pick up on the attachments, so here, item.attachments. So that's as simple as it is. If I want to work with email attachments, just straight at Visual Studio, open up the templates, and you can get straight in there and start building these apps straight away. The final thing, you can see there's an arrow between SharePoint Online and Outlook. We actually found this really difficult. I know the Graph API now, it makes this a lot simpler. Because we're working not with your OneDrive files, you're actually working with SharePoint sites. So you have to try and authenticate and make sure you've got a token valid for that site. You can do it, and it involves some pop-ups, and I think there's some new stuff coming out that I've seen recently that I really want to get my hands on that allows you to do that. But one thing that we did, and hopefully you won't think it's a bit of a cheat, we've got that our custom REST APIs, so all we did is do that. So our Outlook app uses our existing code that we've already got. We hook into the APIs that we've already got, which means that we can really, we haven't got to do anything. We can make sure that we've got the ability to add emails, add agenda items. We can do it straight away without having to reuse anything. So that's all I'm going to show you. So just to finish off is our apps actually got released today. So we now have apps. All these apps are in the stores. So if you've got SharePoint Online or Office 365, feel free to go and download them. And also, once you've done that, you can use the Outlook app and then download the iOS, Windows, and Android apps, and you can just have a go yourselves.
And currently, that's all free as well. So you can download it, have a play with it, share it with people, and by all means, give us some feedback as well. So we're interested in that. And we'll be quite happy for you to contact us. And Tim will probably be more used than me. Give us some feedback or ask us how we did it. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.